Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for braving the Thunder Bay-like winter conditions out there and being here this morning. A little word about our communion song today. It's a song entitled These Hands, and it's by a Nova Scotian singer-songwriter who you may have seen at Home County or some of the different festivals. His name is Dave Gunning. This song really struck me when I first heard it, and I think it provides a really interesting contemporary counterpoint to the gospel reading today, which is, of course, calling to be fishers of people. So Paul and I have done this song a number of times, and we thought we'd like to do it with you this morning. We'll just give you the chorus. You're only going to have the words to the chorus on the slides, so you'll have to listen very carefully to the words for the verses, because they're very powerful and very meaningful. But we'll teach you the chorus right now. And I guess our other connection is we forgot it was Robbie Burns Day. Isn't that terrible? So Dave Gunning, being from Cape Breton, and the use of dotted Scottish-type rhythms in this piece makes it our Robbie Burns connection today as well. How's that?
Not bad.
So Paul will sing the chorus for you once.
The whole chorus?
Whole chorus.
Okay.
What shall I do with these hands of mine? What shall I do with these hands of mine? The world could use a hero of the human kind. So tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine?
So like all good folk songs, there's a lot of repetition there for you to pick up on. Three lines, what shall I do with these hands of mine? And then the third line, the little variation, the world could use a hero of the human kind. I sang it just so you know, you don't have to sound like Paul when you sing it. Ready, two, third line, go. The world could use a hero of the humankind. So let's do the whole chorus. I'm sure you'll pick it up very quickly. And from the top.
What shall I do with these hands of mine? What shall I do with these hands of mine?
Here comes that third line.
The world could use a hero of the humankind.
Fourth line stays high.
So tell me, what shall I do?
Then goes down with these hands of mine. So at the end of the verse, you'll hear Paul give you the cue line.
So tell me, what shall I do with these hands of
which
mine?
Is your line four, and then we come in.
What shall I do with these hands of mine? What shall I do with these hands of mine? The world could use a hero of the humankind. So tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine?
Thank you, Paul. And thanks, everybody. That sounds great. The choir will be in on the chorus, and we'd appreciate you joining in on that when it comes up at communion today. And we hope that offers you a neat reflection on the gospel reading today. Thanks a bunch.
All right, Steve tells me that that was the prelude. So, welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Quiet crowd this morning. Okay. Welcome to St. James Westminster this morning. Good for you for being here. It is a little colder than usual and is another snowy morning. So it is good to be together. I have a few announcements. I also think there might be more announcements. So if anyone else has announcements, why don't you come up? No. Okay. Oh, maybe Julie.
Good morning, everyone.
Good news. Indwell is opening a new 50-unit apartment building not far from here, just over at 46 Elmwood Place. The old nursing home has been converted into 50 supportive units, and we're opening in March. Out on the bulletin board is an opportunity for us to help. I've signed us up to do one welcome basket, and a welcome basket is what you might think. It's full of cleaning supplies and personal hygiene supplies, towels, sheets, things like that, that will help someone get started in their new place. So if you'd like to help, you can just pick one or two things to purchase and bring in, and we'll put it all together by the end of February, and it'll go to somebody who's moving in. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
My announcements. It is getting to be that time of year again, so if you have palms at home, palms from last year, palms from a couple of years ago, this is the time to bring them in. We've got a basket set up. We use those palms to make the ashes that we will use on Ash Wednesday, so go looking for them, please, and bring them in. Next Sunday at this service, things will be a little bit different. You may know that our clergy team has each spent a week in the Sunday school over this month. And next week, during our service, we will be celebrating the first communion of many of our children here at the parish. So we're going to take a moment to celebrate, change things up a little bit. Consider yourself forewarned. February 8th is Vestry, our annual general meeting. I have seen folks wandering around with reports, which is great. Please make sure you have one, either a physical copy or an electronic copy. Tuesday, February 17th is Shrove Tuesday. We all know the food is fabulous. Please plan to come. And then come back the next day, where again, we will be doing things a little bit differently. With a team of clergy from around the city, we are going to gather the children of the deanery for a day-long program on Ash Wednesday. Building on the work of Jerry and the team from a few years ago, we're hoping to have a solid crowd that day. They will be here for the 10 a.m. Ash Wednesday liturgy, and we know that that will change the atmosphere a little bit. So there will be two services on Ash Wednesday, 10 a.m., acknowledging that there will be children in the room, and then again at 5, a little bit earlier, so that everyone can come to a quieter, more contemplative service that you may quite reasonably be looking for on Ash Wednesday. Those are my announcements. If you have questions or concerns or anything else, come find me after the service. Let's take a moment to prepare ourselves. Please stand for our opening hymn.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you
all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, by grace alone you call us and accept us in your service. Strengthen us by your Spirit and make us worthy of your call. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you would be in agreement and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me that, Cleo's people, that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the house of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The word of the Lord.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear?
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid?
For in the day of trouble, O God, you shall keep me safe in your shelter. You shall hide me in the secrecy of your dwelling and set me high upon a rock.
Even now you lift up my head above my enemies round about me.
Therefore I will offer in your dwelling an oblation with sounds of great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord.
Hearken to my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me.
You speak in my heart and say, seek my face. Your face, Lord, will I seek.
You have been my helper, cast me not away. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fisher folk. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And as they went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called to them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Please be seated. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Paul, writing to the church in Corinth, urges the community to put their differences aside. He reminds them that it doesn't matter who baptized who, or which leader they liked the best. What matters is proclaiming the gospel. And proclaiming the gospel, sharing the message about the cross, means living the life that God has called them to live. And that is going to bring enough criticism, enough ridicule from those who are not convinced, to last more than a lifetime. Now, I have to say, the lectionary folks did us an incredible favor here, pairing Paul's reminder with Matthew's account of the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. Because Matthew begins his account by giving us a snapshot of what is to come. As Jesus calls the disciples, we see Jesus doing the very things that eventually draw the attention of the elites of Jesus' day. And we learn what we can expect as Jesus makes his way to the cross. And I'd like to share a few of those things that jumped out at me this week. You may well have noticed others. In this passage, we learn that Jesus' life, his message, his teaching, they are entirely consistent with what God has already been doing. Jesus begins his ministry by echoing the words of John the Baptist, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Jesus is new, he is unique, and Jesus makes sense with what God has already taught the people. There is no trick here, no switch that gets flipped when Jesus suddenly starts acting contrary to God's ancient commandments. So we should not be surprised that Jesus calls us to repentance, a little humility, some self-reflection are in order. Because sometimes our genius plans are less genius than we had hoped. And sometimes we hurt one another. We hurt ourselves, even when we do not mean to. We can't do it all on our own. So perhaps it would be better to say that following Jesus means that we get to repent. Because God anticipated those times when we would certainly fall short and has built them into the plan. We learn that Jesus invites us to follow him. Jesus calls Peter and Andrew and James and John. He does not force or guilt. Jesus doesn't pressure anyone to follow him. He simply invites, "Follow me." Jesus' call may not always feel gentle, but it is never violent. It is never a threat. It is always a choice. And of course, we also see that the way of the cross is teaching. It is proclaiming. It is healing. Because Jesus brings the kingdom of heaven with him wherever he goes. And these are just some of the things that Paul is speaking about when he tells the people in Corinth that the cross is the power of God. Our faith is not just about what happens after we die, when God will let us sneak into heaven, even though we don't deserve to be there. Our faith in this life that Jesus calls us to, it is about the power of God to change and redeem this world, here, today. It is about letting God's love guide how we live. And this is why some will always call it foolish. Because living this way is dangerous. It was so threatening to the powers of Jesus' day that it does lead to the cross. So Paul is right to remind the Corinthians, and he is right to remind us that this way of living is always going to seem odd to some, foolish. Because until the kingdom of God comes in fullness, there will always be some who are convinced that might makes right. There will be people who believe that the laws of this world are strength and force and power. And they will call this life to which Jesus calls us all foolish, because it reveals that they are wrong, and what they are repeating is a lie. This life, the cross, is not the path that God calls us to only when times are good. It is the gift that God sent God's own children when they were occupied by Rome, when they were being oppressed. It is God's answer to empire. It is the life that God offers us today, just as God offered it to James and John and Peter and Andrew. And it is good news. Amen. Let us stand and confess the faith of our baptism as we say, "I believe in God. Please adopt a position of prayer.
Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Christ, our light, by the seashore, you called Peter, Andrew, James, and John to follow you. unite your church in common purpose to proclaim your kingdom. We will sing and make music to your glory. Lord, arise and shine.
Make known your glory.
Lord, you break the rods of oppression and set your people free. Inspire with your justice all who lead and govern. May your light shine in all lands of deep darkness. Lord, arise and shine.
Make known your glory.
Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for our daily food. Be with all mariners and those who harvest the seas. Pour your abundant goodness on all our labors. Lord, arise and shine.
Make known your glory.
God, our strength, your power to save is displayed in the cross of Jesus Christ. Raise all who are in anguish or whose burdens are hard to bear. Set them high upon your sure rock. We think and pray for David, Terry, Mary, Greg, Kelly, Curtis, Pat, Brian, Denise, Charles, Stavros, Maureen, Cheryl, Lee, Arnold and Marilyn, Jim and Marg. Lord, arise and shine. Lord, your light dawns on all who dwell in the shadow of death. Hear our prayer for all who grieve and those who have died. Do not forsake us, O God of our salvation. Lord, arise and shine.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you, by thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. You have truly slain me and humbly granted. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. My friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you. Loving God, before the world began, you called us. Make holy all we offer you this day, and strengthen us in that calling. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who in the mystery of the incarnation was made perfect man of the flesh of the Virgin Mary, his mother. In him, we have seen a new and radiant vision of your glory. Therefore, with all the angels of heaven, we lift our voices and sing our joyful hymn of praise to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command, we remember his death.
We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Father Almighty, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, am the bread which has come down from heaven, says the Lord.
Give us this bread forever.
I am the vine, you are the branches.
May we dwell in him, says Jesus.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Some hands have held the world together. Some hands have fought in wars forever. Tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine? Some hands have blessed a million people. Some hands have freed the world from evil. So tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine? What shall I do? Use it. hands can stop a life from dying. Some hands comfort a baby crying. So tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine? What shall I do with these hands of mine? What shall I do with these hands of mine? The world could use a hero of the human kind. So tell me, what shall I do? Sing it from my heart. I want to hear it in the wind till it blows around the world and comes back again. And all that we can ask is for us to be free, to use them when we want for whatever. Some hands give voice to a nation. Some hands wrote the times, they are a-changing. So tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine? What shall I do? Shall I do with these hands of mine?
Let us stand and continue in prayer. Gracious God, our hands have taken holy things. Our lives have been nourished by the body of your Son. May we who have eaten at this holy table be strengthened for service in your world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God, whose power working in us. May the God of infinite goodness scatter the darkness of sin and brighten your hearts with holiness. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Thank you.
my friends, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.